Pijana Balava Giribarada Jaya Gopijana Balava Giribarada Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanacha Yamuna Tira Vanacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Janna Balava Giribarada Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanacha Yamuna Tira Vanacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Janna Balava Giribaradha Gopi Janna Balava Giribaradha Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanacha Yamuna Tira Vanacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Jaya Radha Madhava Kundari Hara. Jai Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahansa Parabhaja Kacharya Sarasvati Sri Sriman is Divine Grace, Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Sikaho Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki, Shri Vrindavan Dham ki, Shri Mathura Dham ki, Mayapur Navadvip Dham ki, Jagannath Puri Dham ki, Ganga Mai ki, Jamuna Mai ki, Tulsi Devi ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Sambeda Bhakta Vrinda ki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gaura. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 7, Text Number 39. Jagat Udbhava Stiti Layeshu Daivato Bahu Vijamana Gunayatma Mayaya Rachitatma Veda Mataye Swasamstaya Vinivartita Brahma Gunatmane Namaha Jagat Udbhavastiti Layeshu Daivato Bahu Vijamana Gunayatma Mayaya Rachitatma Veda Mataye Swasamstaya Vinivartita Brahma Gunatmane Namaha Jagat Udbhavastiti Layeshu Daivato Bahu Vijamana Gunayatma Mayaya Chitatma Veda Mataye Swasamstaya Vinivartita Brahma Gunatmane Namaha Jagat Udbhava Stiti Layeshu Daivato Bahu Vijamana Gunayatma Mayaya Achitatma Veda Mataye Swasamstita Vinivartiti Brahma Gunayatmane Namaha Jagat Udbhavastiti Layeshu Daivato Bahu Vijamana Gunayatma Mayaya Achitatma Veda Mataye Swasamstita Vinivartita Brahma Gunatmane Namaha Jagat Udbhava Stiti Daye Shilai Vato bahu vijamana gunayat mamayaya achitatma veda mataye susamstita vinivartita brahma gunayat mane namaha jagat udbhavishtiti laye shudai vato bahu vidyamana gunayat mamayaya Vijitatma veda mataye swasamstita Vinivartita brahma gunayatmane namaha Jagat udbhavashtiti laye shudai vato Bahu vijamana gunayat mamayaya Chitatma veda mataye shusamstita Nivartita brahma gunatmane namaha Jagat udbhavashtiti laye shudai vato Gau vijamana gunayat mamayaya Chitatma veda mataye swasamstaya Vinivartita brahma gunatmane namaha Ladies? Jagat udbhavashtiti laye shudai vato Bahu vijamana gunayat mamayaya Achitatma veda mataye swasamstaya Vinivartita brahma gunatmane namaha Stiti laye shudai vato Bahu vijamana gunayat mamayaya Chitatma veda mataye swasamstita Vinivartita brahma gunatmane namaha Jagat
the material world
Udbhava
Creation.
Stiti.
Maintenance.
Layeshu.
In annihilation.
Daivata.
Destiny.
Bahu.
Many.
Vijamana.
Being variegated.
Gunaya.
By material qualities.
Atmamayaya.
By his material energy.
Rachita.
Produced.
Atma.
In the living entities.
Veda Mataya.
Who produce different inclinations.
Swasamstaya.
By his internal potency.
Vinivartita.
Cause to stop.
Brahma,
interaction.
Guna,
of the material modes.
Atmane,
unto him in his personal form.
Nama,
obeisances. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. We offer our respectful obeisances unto the Supreme, who has created varieties of manifestations and put them under the spell of the three qualities of the material world in order to create, maintain, and annihilate them. He himself is not under the control of the external energy. In his personal feature, he is completely devoid of the variegated manifestation of material qualities, and he is under no illusion of false identification. Let me repeat. We offer our respectful obeisances unto the Supreme, who has created varieties of manifestations and put them under the spell of the three qualities of the material world in order to create, maintain, and annihilate them. He himself is not under the control of the external energy. In his personal form, he is completely devoid of the variegated manifestation of material qualities. And he is under no illusion of false identification. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. These are Prabhupada's personal ecstasies, the purports. Two situations are described in this verse. One is the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the material world, and the other is the Lord's own establishment. There is also quality in the Lord's own establishment, the kingdom of God. It is stated that that Goloka is his personal situation. There is also quality in Goloka, but that quality is not divided into creation, maintenance, and annihilation. In the external energy, the interaction of the three qualities makes it possible for things to be created, maintained, and annihilated. But in the spiritual world, or the kingdom of God, there is no such exhibition, since everything is eternal, sentient, and blissful. There is a class of philosophers who misunderstand the appearance of the personality of Godhead within this material world. They are under the impression that when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, he is under the spell of the three qualities, like all the other living entities who appear within this material world. That is their misunderstanding, and it is clearly stated here, swasamshtaya, by his internal potency. He is transcendental to all these material qualities. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, I appear by my internal potency. What verse is that? I got it. Yopi san avyayatma. Many times, I think. Both the internal and external potencies are under the control of the Supreme. So he does not come under the control of either of these potencies. Rather, everything is under his control. In order to manifest his transcendental name, fame, quality, pastimes, and paraphernalia, he brings into action his internal energy. On account of the variegatedness of the external potency, there are manifestations of many qualitative demigods, beginning with Brahma and Lord Shiva. And people are attracted to these demigods according to their own material quality. But when one is transcendental or surpasses the material qualities, he is simply fixed in the worship of the Supreme Personality. This fact is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Anyone engaged in the service of the Lord is already transcendental to the variegatedness and interaction of the three material qualities. The summary is that the conditioned souls are being pulled by the action and reaction of the material qualities, which create a differentiation of energies. But in the spiritual world, the worshipable one is the Supreme Lord and no one else.
Om Gana Timirandasya Ganangana Shalakaya Chaksuramilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha
Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dharati Swapadantika Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangsha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Shri Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Padijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Krishna Tvadiya Padapanka Japanjarantam Adyayvame Visitu Manasaraja Hansan Prana Prayama Samaye Kapavatta Pittai Kantavaro Dhanavido Smaranam Kutaste.
Okay, I'll try again. It's embarrassing to speak in front of so many great devotees. Here we see the Vishnu potency. There's maintenance. This temple has been going on for such a long time in the way that Srila Prabhupada wanted it. Not just created and destroyed. Prabhupada did not. We want to start many things, but we want to maintain them. We want to start our Krishna consciousness and maintain, always improving. We've seen so many come and go. We start, maybe some seems very enthusiastic, but they give up. But if we stick to this process with faith and we read the Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, so much is there. And Krishna's appearance is transcendental. Janma karma chame divyam, Krishna says. When one understands the transcendental nature of his appearance in this material world and his activities in this material world, they have nothing to do with the three modes of material nature. He's not forced. He's coming voluntarily. Crude examples are given because what we can understand. In the prison house, the governor, the officers, the lawyer, they can come into the prison. They can even go in the cell sometimes. But then when they want to come out, they can come out, right? The prisoners may think, oh, the governor is also in prison. He's just like us. But it's different. He may be in there for some time, but he can come out whenever he wants. So Krishna, he comes into this material world. He not only himself comes, but he brings the whole spiritual world with him. And he's completely transcendental. He's a controller. He's not controlled by anything in the three modes of material nature. He's controlled by the love of his devotees. So that is an interesting feature of Krishna. Like Srimati Radharani, one of her qualities, you probably read a few weeks ago, is that she always keeps Krishna under her control. But that is different than ordinary things. She's the internal potency of Krishna. That's what he brings into this world, and that's what he wants to share with everyone. So he came as Lord Chaitanya, Ladini Shakti. He came in the mood of Radharani to bring this bhakti energy. Srimad Bhagavatam is actually understood by Lord Chaitanya to be only bhakti. We just read that the other day, that it Bhakta Vatsal, not Gani Vatsal. There was this Devananda Pandit in Navadvip, and he was a great scholar of Srimad Bhagavatam, like a professor. He had many students, but he wasn't teaching bhakti. He was somehow just teaching Srimad Bhagavatam. So one day
he was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, and Shivas Pandit happened to walk by. And when he heard the Bhagavatam, he was attracted, so he went in. And then he was overwhelmed with ecstasy by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he fell on the floor in ecstasy. And the other students thought, he's just a big disturbance here. What is he doing? They couldn't understand his transcendental ecstasy. So they threw him out. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he heard that, he was very unhappy, very angry. He actually stood outside this Devananda Pandit school and he was shouting, "You stupid, you rascal, you're teaching Srimad Bhagavatam, but you don't understand a word of it." And he was announcing to, you know, everybody. So later, he got mercy somehow or other. There was that Vakreshwar Pandit. Vakreshwar Pandit was a great dancer, great devotee. And he could dance for 72 hours, it says. Right? But he had a problem that he couldn't find a 72 hours kirtan anywhere. He was praying that the Gandharvas would come so they could have, you know, long enough kirtans. But he would dance in ecstasy. And so one day, somehow, this Devananda Pandit saw him, and he was very much attracted to his ecstatic dancing. And when Vakreshwar Pandit fell on the ground, and he was sweating, and he got all muddy, and this Devananda went, and he picked him up, and he cleaned him up, and he started to help him. And he became very attracted to serving him. He would, during the kirtan, he would follow around behind him in case he fell over backwards and catch him. You know, Lord Nityananda did that for Lord Chaitanya also, because he would sometimes fall over in ecstasy, so he would be behind him to catch him. So he continued this service and associating with Vakreshwar Pandit, and he got purified, became humble. And he approached Lord Chaitanya to ask him to please explain Srimad Bhagavatam. So Lord Chaitanya told him that Srimad Bhagavatam is all bhakti. It's just pure bhakti. There's nothing else. That's what it's all about. And he told him that that in any house where the Srimad Bhagavatam is kept, there can never be any inauspiciousness. It's all auspicious and beneficial for everyone. But it's all bhakti, and that's how it's understood. That's how the devotees understand it. That's how the Vaishnavas, especially in Gaudiya Sampradaya. If we're following Lord Chaitanya, this is what we want, bhakti, pure devotion to Krishna, service. Prabhupada translates bhakti in a way that is practical, loving devotional service. Some other translators, they'll say things like divine love or something that can be easily misunderstood. But devotional service, service to the Supreme Lord, that is what the Bhagavatam is all about. All these things we're learning, we become inspired then how we should want to serve Krishna. He's so great. To beg for that. That's what the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada gave the practical translation, my dear Lord, my dear energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. And the devotee's not fussy, then what kind of service? There's so many different service that has to be done for Krishna. So service to the devotees is also service to Krishna, very important factor. Simply by that, Vaishnava Seva Nama Sankirtan, just by that we can achieve very quickly the lotus feet of Krishna. So this material world is created and annihilated and maintained, but again and again, Bhagavad Gita also explains, you know, it's a going around and around. A long time, but Shristi Stiti Pralaya Sarana Shaktireka Chaiva Yasya Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga. It's Chana Rupam Api Yasya Chate State Sa Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. That this, we worship Govinda, under whose control this Durga is creating and annihilating, and this material world is going on. By his different agencies, everything is going on. But when one is in the transcendental, here Prabhupada somehow sees that this is talking about Goloka and his personal feature. So in the Goloka, or any pure devotee, there's no creation and annihilation. Everything is eternal. Everything is bliss. That is a natural condition of the soul. Everybody is seeking happiness, but they don't know where to find it. Or they find some sukhi, material happiness, but then there's automatically dukhi, right? Isn't it? For whatever pleasure we get in this material world, there's always some downside. Prabhupada always gave the example of these automobiles, you know, we have them, so it seems very convenient, but then so much air pollution, so many accidents, so much trouble, right? And then people steal your car if you have a nice one. Or the air conditioner. We're already conditioned, but then we want to condition everything even more. So the air conditioner is giving us, if we're in the room when it's very hot, it may make the room cool, but it's pouring more hot outside than it's pouring cold inside. And then they need more and more air conditioners, and the whole world as the cities become so hot, and the temperature is going up for all the crazy things we're doing. And anything, people take intoxication, so they think there's some pleasure, but that's obvious, there's some downside. But the spiritual pleasure is not like that. It's only good, only bliss. So it's very hard for the conditioned soul to understand. Because happiness in this material world is generally based on finding some relief from suffering. Fulfilling some desire. I have some suffering. If I get some relief, I feel happy. I want something, so I'm suffering because I'm hungry. That's also by spiritual understanding. Hunger is suffering. Thirst is suffering. And then we have to work hard to get some food or get some drink. And then we have to swallow it. We have to digest it. And then we have to eliminate it. And most of us don't appreciate, you know, when we live in these cities, what the city, you know, managers are done for us because of the sewage that somehow takes everything away, right? We saw what happened in New Orleans when there was no sewage, right? All the people were trapped in the Superdome, but it wasn't so super then. Because they were, you know, polluting everything, and it became a deadly smell just very quickly. We have to, whatever we do, create so much garbage, and we have to take that away. So that it's suffering. But we think it's pleasure. Oh, I got some pleasure. I was hungry and I ate something. But better to be hankering after, you know, we want to serve Krishna. It's like the materialists, they want more and more. They want more and more of whatever they have. It should be we want to do more and more service. Never satisfied. More, give more to Krishna. Chant more, chant better, read more, distribute more, have more festivals, better festivals. The Rath Yatra gets better every year, right, Savan? That's what everybody says all over the world. They always say this was the best one because it's spiritual. Everyone gets elevated, everybody realizes. In the spiritual world, it's always like that. Whatever they do, it's always like the first time they ever did it. Even though they may be having the same pastimes with Krishna again and again, but they never feel like it's the same. Although there is some kind of past and present, but it's absolute time. In the second canto, it's stated that in the Vaikuntha, the time is conspicuous by its absence. Very interesting statement. Just like if someone doesn't show up, then, you know, you miss them, right? You look around and say, Prabhupada, sometimes you hear the class, where is so-and-so? You know, if they're there, you take them for granted. So time in the material world, we're very much concerned about time and alarm clocks and schedules, right? Everything is working like that. Time is defeating us constantly. Every day, every rising and setting of the sun, another day passes and is gone, and another, you know, our life is that much shorter. Except for those who are absorbed in hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. So that we want to give this to everybody. The devotees are all over the world working one way or another to give Krishna in so many ways. And it's good to hear about these things. That's why we have the Sankirtan newsletter that comes out from Los Angeles. It inspires devotees. It should. If a devotee is not envious, then when he sees someone else doing very nicely, he'll become inspired. Well, maybe I want to do that. I want to serve Krishna like that. And pray. And some lifetime, maybe we can. I remember I was in one temple a long time ago, and when the Sankirtan newsletter came, the devotee there was saying, it's not real, is it? They just made this up, isn't it? Nobody really distributes so many books, do they? I said, yeah, they do, you know. No, that's impossible. Sometimes the scores sound impossible, but it's happening. Devotees mystically distribute so many books again and again. When I was here in Los Angeles, when I was first here, was 72 or 73, and devotees were saying, we can't distribute any more books in Los Angeles. Everybody's got them already. You know, it was really funny. Or you can't do Sankirtan only a year or two because you burn out. They told Prabhupada, you know, some devotees are distributing books and they fall down. So devotees are thinking maybe that's a bad activity. Prabhupada said, no, they're doing it wrong. Whatever we're doing, devotees, you know, we have people come in any kind of service. If they're doing it wrong, if we're not doing it for the pleasure of Krishna and the Guru, then we'll have trouble. If we're looking for our own pleasure, our own sense gratification, if we want to keep Krishna just for myself, you know, he might not like to stay just with me all the time. He likes big festivals. He likes to be with lots of devotees. He likes to get out. Lord Chaitanya, you know, he sent the devotees out every day, chanting all over Navadvipa, and then all over. He went himself, and in Puri, he sent them out every day. He also went Rath Yatra, you know, dancing, attracting everybody. He went himself all over India, I think twice, you know, just to teach his Harinam Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And still in all over India, people know that. Even in some villages they went to, they're chanting, but they don't even know where they got it because it's been there for so long. So there's one thing I wanted to read. This is, if you can find this on the, it's in the video and it's on the, you know, on the lectures, but I can't find this particular section. But Prabhupada is an interview with one, I guess, reporter, one girl named Sandy Nixon in Philadelphia. So she was asking him, you know, about discrimination and stuff and about women. Prabhupada said, we have no such distinction. And she said, no distinction? Prabhupada said, we give Krishna consciousness to the women and men equally. We do not make any such distinction. But to protect them from this exploitation by man, we teach something. You do like this, you do like that, you be married, be settled up, don't wander independently. We teach them like that. But so far, Krishna consciousness is concerned, we equally distribute. There is no such thing. Oh, you are a woman, less intelligent or more intelligent. therefore you cannot come. We don't say that. We welcome men, women, poor, rich, everyone, because in that platform, equality. Vijaya Vinaya Sampane, Brahmane Gavi Hastini, Suni Chaiva Svapake Cha, Pandita Samadarshana. Everyone is equal to the pundit, the dog eater. We don't refuse anyone. That is equality. So she liked what Prabhupada was saying, and she inquired very submissively. It's very far out to watch this on the video. How do you deal with negativity? In the outside world, the devotees encounter negativity every day. People that are not interested. How, not just in the outside world, but how does one deal with that within? How does one relieve themselves from that negativism? Prabhupada says, negativity means, just like we say, no illicit sex. We say, we teach our students, no illicit sex. Do you think that is negative? What does she mean by Jayatirtha? The situation is that other people think it's negative, therefore they feel negatively against us. So how do we react to that? Sandy, how to do? You deal with it within yourself. Rabindra Sarup, what do you mean negativity within yourself? No. Not just criticism, but if you get a lot of people that are working against you all the time, here you're surrounded by people that are positive and that are reinforcing. But when you get yourself in the outside world in a position where there are people draining you and taking your energy, how do you replenish that energy? Rabindra Sarup, how do we stay fixed when there are so many people against us? Prabhupada, so nobody is against you? Do you think nobody is against you? Sandy, do I think nobody is against me? Sure, there's people against me and for me that don't care about me. Prabhupada, so there are against and for. Why do you bother about the against? As there are some people against us, there are many people for us. So that is the position in every field of activity. So if somebody is against us, why should we bother about it? We are selling books daily in huge amount. There is no question of against us. Anyone who is even against us, he is persuaded to purchase one book. So how is he against us? He is purchasing our book. What is the daily amount of books sold, Jayatirtha? We sell about 25,000 books and magazines every day. And what is the price? Jayatirtha, the collection would probably be around $35,000 to $40,000 a day. Prabhupada, we are collecting $40,000 a day by selling books. How can I say they are against us? Sandy, you're very positive. I like that. Prabhupada, where is there any other institution who can sell $40,000 a day? So how do you say they are against us? Then she asked about the Maha Mantra. Prabhupada's smile was incredible there when they gave the book scores. He said, see, so many people like us. Why should I think about the people who were against it? That's how he kept going and managed to establish so much. So then he just says the same thing, that this is the Maha Mantra is engage me in your service. That's all. Both of you, Krishna and his energy, just like we have got conception of male and female, similarly God has his energy. So we're just asking for a service. So that one is very important. Think positive. Prabhupada was always positive. He did keep himself. He worked with people who were enthusiastic, who wanted to push on this movement. And Krishna arranged so many things. So we're still carrying on somehow or other, and book sales are still going on more and more. And we have here the great example like Bhrigupati Prabhu, not a young new bhakta, but running around faster than all the new bhaktas, enlivened, and many others all over the world, devotees that are Vijay Prabhu here, and going all over the world. And everywhere there's so many devotees that are working in whatever their service is faithfully for so many years. By the power of this Srimad Bhagavatam, by Prabhupada's mercy that he gave himself fully to translate the Srimad Bhagavatam and give all these things. So Krishna is described here that he is, there's no variegated manifestation of the material qualities. In the spiritual world, there's only transcendence, only pure sattva, not passion and ignorance. In the material world, like Prabhupada said, this America, when he came, it's full of passion and ignorance. But he had faith. If we can present Srimad Bhagavatam nicely, then it will change people. And it's changed so many people. So many bhaktas have come. And Krishna is under no illusion of false identification. No false ego. We're identifying falsely in so many ways. Even though we know quite theoretically quite well, we're not this body, and that we're Jivara Swarupoi Nichara Krishna Das. But still, in so many ways, we're forced to act otherwise or to think otherwise, these crazy minds. But we keep chanting. I said yesterday, somebody sent on the internet one little clip from Prabhupada. Someone said, Prabhupada, I have trouble concentrating my mind when I'm chanting. And Prabhupada, a few times, he said, what? And he repeated. And he said, you use your tongue to chant and your ear to hear. What is the need of the mind? Just chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And give it to everybody. Any festival, constant chanting. I was in Poland for that Woodstock festival. So the chanting starts, there's two tents that are only kirtan, the temple tent and the meditation tent, from 11 o'clock in the morning till at least 1 o'clock in the night and the next morning. Same. And the people come and go and they chant, and if the devotees stop chanting even for a minute, they, no, more, more, don't stop, sing. And on the main stage, there's more chanting off and on, different things going on. But and the people love it. People get purified. People hang around all day long. All kinds of crazies, seemingly crazies, at seeking out so many other things. They want pleasure. And anyone who contacts the holy name, they'll experience a pleasure they never experienced before. They read Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada said, even one word, even if they touch the book, they get so many benefits. So many books are distributed, so many more people are touching them, and that time they don't get it, but they get it the next time. So this material world is the inferior energy of Krishna. He doesn't have to contact it, but he comes very kindly into this world out of his causeless mercy in many, many different incarnations. Ramachandra, Varaha, Narsingha, Krishna, Balaram, Vamandev, and so many others we don't know about. It says in every species of life he comes. But the special mercy is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabodhananda Saraswati, he wrote, he said that all the other incarnations, they came, they killed a bunch of demons, but it's completely insignificant compared to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gave Krishna prema. He gave the holy name of the Lord. He gave this Nam Sankirtan. He gave us bhakti. He gave so many things to the whole world. This fallen, terrible, crazy place in the Kali Yuga. But he came very mercifully and gave us this. So that comparatively, there's no comparison. Fanatically, he's writing. We can't even imagine. But we have here Gornitai, they're very kindly appearing. We have the holy name, the kirtan, which everybody loves. And when we go out, we see how much power it has. People are so much attracted. They want to know what we're doing. And the devotees, we want to give it to them. So I would thank you for being here and allowing me to make effort to speak. After hearing Srila Prabhupada's class yesterday, it's really, really embarrassing to try to speak. But Prem Sankirtan was saying they want him to give class, and he's a little afraid, but please try. Because anyone can speak Srimad Bhagavatam. Just read it, try to repeat whatever we heard from the spiritual master, and it'll be very nice. So any questions or comments? Everybody accepting everything? Huh? Question? Okay. It's Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, ISKCON Founder and Charger, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari. Shishi Rukmini Dwarkadishi Ki Jai. Nu Dwarka Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
Kavitanta Maharaj Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.